Victoria, if I can add something to that, we have to realize also that automation in itself has a standard set, let's say, of levels, the four or five that you have mentioned, across a whole lot of transport sectors. It is not a question only of inland waterways, and there needs to be also consistency across that, so that we're not using different terminology in inland waterways that is being used in other transport sectors. And I'm not thinking only about road, there's rail as well, and other sectors as well on that. Not to mention also what is being looked at in the maritime sector, to name another one. And the main body that is driving this, honestly, is not even a transport body. It is the ITU just across the road. So we need to make sure that what is included and what is developed here is harmonized with the standard terminology that there is for automation across all transport modes. So it's not only a question of pan-European, it's a question also of making sure that there's consistency with the other transport modes. Having said that, I don't particularly see any problems of conflict with what would be looked at here and what is in CCNR. But we need to make sure that it is consistent with across the sectors. Thank you.